The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Benneth Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
One of the Bible characters and stories most familiar to us Christians since the days of our childhood Sunday school classes is that of Zacchaeus. There are several lessons to be drawn from the account in Luke 19. When I read it recently, the thought which stood out to me had to do with limitations. Well, what were Zacchaeus' limitations? It's obvious from the text. It was his short stature. Now, probably, Zacchaeus was very much aware of his limitation in the daily sense of the word. Most probably, he was called nicknames by those who were taller. And perhaps he had a self-imposed inferiority complex because he was short. But Zacchaeus was especially challenged in his limitation on this particular day. There he was in his city of Jericho, but Jericho at the time was filled with thousands of people thronging to see Jesus. And there was little Zacchaeus, pushed and shoved out of everybody else's way. He couldn't even see Jesus, much less get close to him, because being so short, his view was blocked by taller, larger people. Oh, but the story doesn't end with an explanation or description of Zacchaeus' abbreviated physical stature. No, it goes on to tell of his overcoming his limitations. The conquest of those limitations came through a combination of ingenuity and determination. Here he was, the chief tax collector in Jericho, a rich man by scriptural account, and yet this man climbed a sycamore tree. And by so doing, he got the best view of all. But even more important, by climbing that sycamore tree, he was brought very plainly to Jesus' notice. Now, let this familiar story from the Bible turn our thoughts to our limitations. What are they? For you, perhaps, they're physical. Maybe, like Zacchaeus, you have a physique which gives you a limitation. Your health? Or perhaps you do have a full-fledged physical handicap. But perhaps your limitation is mental, having to do with IQ or memory, non-existent perhaps. Or emotional. Many of us have limitations there in the sense of vulnerability or control. Maybe, though, it's personality, timidity, abrasiveness, whatever. It's important to recognize that every one of us has limitations. But that's not the problem. Rather, it's our handling of and response to those limitations that's important. How are we to overcome our limitations? Just like Zacchaeus did. First of all, by using ingenuity. Do we really put our mind to it? And second, by determination. Oh, so often, we're defeated before we even start because we just won't try. And finally, we need to find a sycamore tree. Oh, dear lady, there are compensations for every limitation. And when we overcome them, that overcoming enables us to clarify our view of Jesus Christ. And it also brings us into His clear view. And then, as He did to Zacchaeus, to us too He will say, "Make haste, for today I must abide at thy house."
Listen daily for Benneth Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.